Lifestyle matters. It's more than money.
I'm Faisal Carmally, my co-host here, Dave Popowicz. How are you, sir?
I'm great. How are you doing, Faisal?
I'm doing well.
Good.
I'm doing well. This was Christmas party week. How many Christmas parties do you attend this week?
Well, I think there's 10 in total in 2 weeks.
10 in 2 weeks?
Yeah. I went back to back from Wednesday to and I've got one tomorrow, Saturday night. So it's four in a row here. And then I had, I'm nine. Nine in the last 2 weeks.
So you've been Christmas partying so much that you don't even know.
I don't even know what day it is. It's Christmas party night or day, whatever.
Yeah. Good for you.
How about
That's
you?
A marathon. Not it as is a many marathon. As you, I can tell you that.
It's a marathon, right? Yeah. And it, yeah.
I'm half of your number.
Yeah. No, I'm going to be happy to be.
Oh, my Lord.
To be done. They're all been fun. But I'm getting old, man. Like you get to the end of that shift and you're tired.
Do you know what I look forward to during the whole Christmas party season? January 2nd.
Yeah, I'm being done with it.
I'm really looking forward to that. For some reason, I don't know why, I just get exhausted.
Well,
back to back. And
yeah.
It's like, is it January 2nd, please? And
yeah. No, that's fair. Like, by the time it's done, I'd say most people like you would say, okay, good. A little bit of peace. That's
there
good.
There we go.
We got a good show this week.
Yeah, man.
What are we going to talk about?
Let's talk about what's happening with the whole tariff issue.
Taxes, tariffs, and GST, buddy.
Yeah, happy holidays, GST holiday.
Yep.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. I like that.
You know, there's a lot of issues about people having concerns going down to the States because of the change in currency.
Right.
So this is really...
How's that affecting people's travel?
Off,
yeah.
And it really impacts them. So we're going to talk about ways that you can minimize or negate the issues of foreign currency risk when you're traveling down south.
How about that? It's a pretty good year this year. Are people getting cocky?
Yeah, we're going to talk about that for sure.
Have we forgotten about risk again?
Right.
Right. Let's talk about that.
And did you know that there's a whole bunch of ultra wealthy Canadians who are setting up foundations to help climate action?
Okay.
Dun, dun, dun.
Right.
What is climate action?
And how do you measure success on that? Let's have that conversation. That's going to be good.
It's going to be a good show today.
Yeah. Okay.
So let's start off with the first thing. Happy holidays for GST.
Yeah. It starts thoughts. Right now. Yeah.
Thoughts. Like
you think about all the different things going on. So just, if we're going to focus on the GST, it doesn't make sense to me. It seems like a cheap tax trick to me. And some people will benefit. I'm not suggesting that. And there are people that need
some people help. Will benefit from that?
Yeah. Yeah. Some people will benefit. Whoever is going to get the if you're not paying the 5% GST, that's a benefit.
You're under the assumption that the companies are not going to increase their price by 5%
yeah,
right
I
now?
Yeah, I am.
Oh, you're so nice.
I know. It's Christmas. I'm going with that.
Oh, my Lord.
Okay? So, okay, whatever. I don't understand where the numbers come from, 150 grand. Like, you could have a working couple, both working, making $300,000.
Oh, for the
income.
$250 check that's coming their way.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't make sense to me what they're doing.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of, like, you know, politicians sending out money.
That's exactly what, that's how I feel about it.
It's a check. Please vote for me. Yeah. Upcoming election.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like. I'm not saying that's what it is, yeah. But I don't see the economic benefits.
It's not connected, right? The problem is, show me the strategic connection to what we're doing, yeah. Right?
On the eve of the big issue of tariffs.
Right.
Oh, did you see Doug Ford?
I did. Ooh, coming out swinging, right?
He went swinging.
Very different than Alberta's approach to it.
Right.
Isn't it?
And so when Doug Ford comes out on U.S. media and basically says, we're prepared to cut off the energy power to states like Michigan, New York. Did you see how Trump reacted when he was on the New York?
I didn't actually see the reaction.
Okay. I watched his reaction to it, and he basically said it, and I'm really paraphrasing here. The Americans subsidize Canada to the tune of $100 billion per year. Now, they like Canada, they're good partners with Canada, but there's going to be some changes there.
Right.
And I think people are talking about border security, which is what our premier is talking about here, and that could be part of it. I think there's another border that people have to remember, that we have a border to the north, which mm-hmm. is attached to Russia,
mm-hmm.
that we have to protect, considering now there's more
defense spending, yep.
And trade going through that. You'll be able to actually use shipments through the Arctic Seaway. So I think that's a big concern there. But there's going to be a problem. And there's only three ways you can handle these tariff issues. Number one is do nothing.
Right.
Number two, you can retaliate, which is what we're hearing some rhetoric right now. And number three is negotiate. Those are really the only three things you can do.
That's correct.
And in those three things, get ready for mayhem, problems, issues. Well,
get ready for uncertainty, right?
Yeah, and that's my definition
of mayhem. Yeah, I think that's totally fair. Things are going to change. That's what we know. That's kind of the certainty. The uncertainty is how exactly is it going to change?
Right? And you know what is very certain? Your taxes. You know you'll end up paying taxes for the year if you've made income, right?
Yep.
And what
Can we start tax planning right now?
That's where we are right now, Dave.
I know.
How many people are calling in to their advisor, to their accountant, and say, I need to figure out my tax situation?
Right.
What?
Yeah. Well, people think of taxes, I think generally speaking, you tell me if you think this is right. I think people think of taxes as a static point in time, right? When they're preparing their tax return, that's tax time. But tax time happens all year round, doesn't it?
So I'm giving kudos to the Canadians who actually are proactive enough to start in December of the calendar year.
For when?
For that year. I'm happy that's happening. That's, because okay. The norm for Canadians is let's plan our taxes for last year, next when we file our taxes next year.
That's what I'm saying.
It's too late.
At the time of filing your taxes, right. You're trying to tax.
So kudos to those of you who've reached out to your advisors and your accountants and try to mitigate your tax issues as you go into the end of the calendar year. Fantastic. However, not a good plan if that's the only thing you're doing.
Well, the longer you wait, the more limited you become in what you can do.
100%.
If you're starting your tax planning in December, okay, for next year, for 2025s, not 2024s, even more kudos.
Right.
Right.
I've been sitting down with clients this week, and we've been going through our 2025 tax strategy.
Yep.
Under the assumption certain budget marks have been considered to be law. We took that assumption. That's the worst case scenario. We're planning for 2025's taxes already.
Yeah.
And 2024 was a very good year in the markets, which also poses another tax issue.
Right.
For those who have money outside of their TFSAs, RSPs, retirement income funds, we call them a RIF.
Corporate accounts, non-registered accounts, right?
And you've made some good money in the markets. You're just basically kicking the tax can down the road. So how do you plan for that?
Right.
And then you add on the next nuance for those who are going to have more than $250,000 in capital gains personally, or a single dollar of capital gains corporately,
right?
Or in a trust that stays in the trust.
Yep.
You got another tax issue. So why are we planning all this stuff in December of the calendar year when you can plan in a year in advance?
Yeah.
Start planning from now.
Yeah. There's lots of stuff, right? The thing is tax season is all year. Just go with that. It's all year, depending on your situation.
Right.
Especially, in retirement, nobody lives on pre-tax income. And if we don't spend the commensurate amount of time figuring out how to minimize the tax impact, you're leaving money on the table.
Here's where, from an investment perspective, why tax is so important. The higher the tax that you pay, the higher the return you need in your investments in order to pay that tax and have money left over. Okay.
And higher return means what?
The higher the return that you need, the higher the risk you have to be willing to accept in order to get that. So the tax system pushes people up in the risk spectrum.
Correct. Correct.
And that may not be suitable. So either you have to then end up living on less, which I don't know anybody who says, can I please live on less? Or you have to have a proper strategy. So this is the problem that we have going on. And I think today's show is going to be really interesting when you look at the issues. And I think today, when you look at the tax problems, the tariffs, and all the issues that come up, we have to address how do you put this all in a proper retirement plan? How do you make sure you protect yourself from all these issues? And if you join us on Tuesday, January 14th, 7 p.m., at the Silver Springs Golf and Country Club. Now, if you register for this, so go to morethanmoneyradio.com.
My friend, you've got a bit of a bone to pick here.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, and that bone to pick is essentially with Canadians donating to climate action, right? What's going on there? Why are they doing it? What's the value in doing that? Let's talk about that. But join us after the break, because I think this is an interesting bone you want to pick. Okay, for that, join us after the break here on QR Calgary and More Than Money.